The Cabot Women's Club in Middleborough, Massachusetts, is shutting down this year, and if you're asking, what's a women's club? You might be one of the reasons. Women's clubs were popular in the 1950s, a place where women got together and did charity work or raised money for veterans or kids in need. In the 50s, more than 2 million women were in women's clubs across the country. Today, only a fraction are. Margaret Atkins is the longest-serving member of the Cabot Club. She joins us. And, Margaret, we know you joined in 1950. What are your thoughts about the club's closing?
Oh, I'm sorry it's going. You know, it's filled a nice niche in the community, and it's a shame to give up all the good work that we've done.
But we understand, even with that sadness, you were one of about 20 or so members who voted to disband the club. Wow, that must have been a sad moment.
It was not fun, but I think to be realistic, we really have to stop.
And why don't you think younger members, I mean, this is the problem, younger members aren't coming in. Why don't you think they are?
Part of it is more young women work than used to. And part of it is people spend a lot of time now with a computer, television, and it cuts into the volunteer time.
Well, and as you probably know, you joined this club in 1950. It was founded in 1897. All of this was before the 60s women's movement, when a lot of women rebelled against this idea of, you know, doing charity work for no pay. Now women are CEOs of charitable organizations. What do you think they're missing?
Well, face-to-face people, being with people. Facebook isn't like being with people.
Right. What are some of the things the Cabot Club did and you did with them over the years?
We did lots of things. We had a children's fair that was a very successful thing. We had pony rides in the yard. We had a popcorn machine. And, you know, it made lots of money, and we spent the money in good ways, I hope.
Well, you helped out veterans. We know the Brockton Veterans Hospital is one that you visited every Christmas. What did you do there?
Yes, we used to collect three times a year for the Brockton Veterans Hospital, two money collections and one for things like razors, shaving cream, soap. But the collections were, one of them was so they would have some money that they could count on for Christmas gifts for their family.
Well, and now you're closing down the club. And I'm just wondering, there are still about 100,000 women down from, you know, 2 million who belong to these women's clubs. And they still contribute quite a bit.
Some still in this area that are very active. The Brockton Club is a viable club, the Braintree Club.
And they still, we understand, collectively across the country, collected more than $40 million for charity. What do you think? Look, I'm a working woman. I'm sitting here working right now. And a lot of women have to work.
Yes.
And we listed other reasons why women might not belong to these clubs. So we don't want to blame women. But what do you think gets missing from almost the backbone of society? I'm looking at all the, it's sort of you guys were the wind beneath the wings of a community.
Well, that's a kind thing to say. And that's true. We've helped the local Y, the local library, and I don't know who else is going to do these activities.
Well, we understand that the Federation of Women's Clubs is, you know, concerned enough about the declining enrollment that they're doing things like switching meetings from daytime to nighttime to accommodate women, even maybe encourage men to join a booster association for women's clubs.
Yeah, a lot of men's clubs have accepted women. Nowadays, they have the same problem, and church groups have the same problem.
Well, I hope you, as you leave the Cabot Club, take with you just very fond memories of having been in it for, what, almost 60 years?
Whatever, yes. Yeah, 60 years. That would do it.
Whatever.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah.
We've enjoyed it, and the only thing we're saving is we have a literature committee that we meet and discuss books. We've had a speaker come in, so we'll save that. But I think the rest will disappear.
Well, and the fact is you did your part. That's Margaret Atkins at 84, the longest-serving member of the Cabot Club in Middleborough, Massachusetts, a women's club that has decided to close down because of declining membership. Margaret, thanks so much, and best to you.
All righty, Robin. Thank you.